Chris Lorton here, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Today, my guest, Mark Wagner. He's on the board of Jersey County Board.
Thanks for having me back, Chris.
Yes.
Seems like I've been here quite a bit.
you've been here a few times. I like it over the last year, for sure. Love it. Well, you're into a lot of things. You got a lot of things going on, don't you?
I do. The county board I've been on now for 6 years. I just got reelected to another 4-year term. Of course, we're just coming off the holidays, and it was nice to have a little bit of time off and recharge the batteries and get ready for the upcoming battles of this year.
And you've got some other jobs too, right? What else do you do?
I'm truancy officer for Calhoun and Jersey school districts.
Okay.
Kids that don't go to school.
Yeah. What do you do? Chase them down?
Sometimes we go knock on doors, send a lot of letters out, have a lot of meetings.
Is that a big issue, where kids not wanting to go to school?
It is a big issue.
It is.
But we're doing a good job. I've been doing this for a few years now, and I think we're educating the parents, and we're getting a lot more compliance on getting kids in school.
Yeah, it's important. They need to learn.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And the reason you're here today, though, you're here today because we want to update the listeners and the citizens of Jersey, Calhoun. I don't know if this basically doesn't affect Green per se, but it could. If you're a hunter or a fisherman, it affects you, right?
It does affect Green a little bit, because there is part of a federal refuge, 900 acres in Green County.
Oh, okay.
So it would affect them. It even could affect Pike County, Illinois. Pool 24, north of the Clarksville Dam, there's a big hunting area up there that is run by the state, managed by the state, and it could affect them as well.
Well, just for the listeners to know, back in July and August, you were in along with who did you have one here with?
Gary Krueger, the county board chairman.
Yeah.
We were notified of a proposal by Alton Works to make several thousand acres of state and federal land that belonged to the Fish and Wildlife Corps of Engineers and both of the states. They wanted to make that a national park.
Okay, now we're talking about land that starts in the Alton area, both on Illinois and Missouri side, and then heads toward Hardin, Batchtown, and all that, right?
Yeah, it's actually below Alton. It goes all the way down to almost the St. Louis Riverfront. There's a couple islands
that extends
all the way down there. Yes.
How many acres do you say?
135,000 acres.
135. Would that includes Pier Marquette?
That includes Pier Marquette.
Okay, and they want to turn that into a national park.
Yes.
Now, that sounds like national park. Why is that a bad idea?
Right now, all these areas are free. You can go down there. You can hike, eagle watch, go have dinner at Pier Marquette State Park. Once it becomes a national park, you have to pay to get into those facilities.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $40 fee.
Yeah, $40 fee just to go have dinner. How about to go to the park? It's like going to Yellowstone, right? Yellowstone's a national park. You have to pay at the entrance.
Yes.
Right? Have you ever been to one of those parks before?
I have. I actually went out to Vegas and was out at Lake Mead. And fortunately, since I'm a veteran, I got to get into that facility for free. But we were going to eat down at the lakefront, and we were going to leave. You know, we're spending enough money. Why pay another $40 just to go eat breakfast?
Hey, kind of brief everybody on this. You know, this is an idea by Alton Works. Well, what's Alton Works? What is that?
Alton Works is a private entity out of Alton.
Yeah.
And this is their proposal. They're the ones that put it together.
What else does Alton Works do? I mean, it's not a company or anything, right? It's just an organization.
It's an LLC. They try to help out the community in the Alton area.
Okay.
And
do things for them. What have they done so far? Do you know of anything?
No, I don't. I really don't know enough about them.
I just remember them, I think, and I could be wrong, but of buying up some properties and redoing them, like in downtown Alton. you know, like the theater, I think the Grand Theater, maybe.
I think they've, you know, the Wedge Bank. I know they've been working on the Wedge Bank.
Trying to improve the neighborhood.
Trying to bring in business to the Alton area.
Yeah, so that's a good
thing. Which is a good thing, yes.
Yeah, that's good. But then they had the idea of creating a national park that includes 135,000 acres, and that's what's disturbing.
In several different counties.
Yeah.
Just not the Alton area.
Yeah. Now, you don't care what they do in Alton.
No. And like I said, it sounds like they're doing some great work in Alton, but...
But you do care when they start moving into your neighborhood. Jersey.
That is correct. Calhoun. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. And they're over in Missouri as well.
Yes.
They're moving in on Missouri.
St. Louis, St. Charles County, Lincoln County, Pike County, Missouri.
Okay. Other than having to pay a fee to get in, what else concerns you? What else? What's the list?
Well, with Pure Marquette State Park, the biggest thing for Jersey County would be we would lose out on that tax revenue. When you go to eat, when you go to stay, we lose out then on all that tax revenue, because once it becomes a national park, it can't be taxed by the local body or by the state.
So we basically lose it.
We lose it.
Yeah. And we've had it for a long time.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You were in opposition. You kind of found out about it, didn't you?
Well, Chairman Kruger and myself, we went to this meeting in August, and there were several other public officials there. Calhoun was not one of them.
Were you invited to the
meeting? We were invited to this meeting.
Okay.
And, but Calhoun was not invited to it.
They weren't.
So,
why weren't they invited?
I don't know.
Okay.
But they weren't the only ones. There were several other, public officials that weren't invited either.
So you guys went.
So we went. There were some people from the Mayor of Grafton was there, Mayor of Alton, Portage de Sioux, several different mayors from the area. One state official, Amy Ellick, was there. But outside of that, that was basically it.
Okay. And so they threw out the proposal for you?
Yes.
Okay. And then what happened?
Did
you say anything?
I spoke in opposition of it that day. Yeah. Amy Ellick was the first one to get up, and she says, I'm opposed to this. And I got up next, and there was a couple other people, too, that were opposed to it right off the bat.
What'd they say in response? Did they say anything?
They didn't have really anything to say, no.
No. So, but they didn't leave it at that? They just continued? It's continuing on? They still want to do it?
As far as I know, they still want to do it. I haven't seen anything publicly that they've come out in opposition against this, saying that, hey, we've reconsidered this. This is a bad idea.
Hey, there's some other details just from memory that you told me. It was like, okay, as far as hunting goes, okay, what are some drawbacks if it becomes a national park, if you are a deer hunter, a duck hunter, or a fisherman? What are the drawbacks?
It has a great impact on the hunting areas. I mean, right now, the state and Fish and Wildlife manage those areas for hunting. They put a lot of work into managing these areas, and once it becomes a national park, basically just stops being managed.
Okay, well, let me know. What do you mean by manage? What are you talking about, manage?
They put in moist soil units that help migratory waterfowl birds. Again, all this hunting is for free. There's a duck blind draw every 3 years.
They kind of manage that, don't they?
They manage the blinds, yes.
Yeah. And how many blinds are there?
350 public duck blinds in Calhoun and Jersey County.
So if it becomes a park, what happens to those duck blinds?
No more duck blinds.
No more duck blinds.
Nope. You can still hunt those areas, but again, they're not managing them for moist soil units. You can't hunt from a blind. You have to pay to hunt there. Basically, the area is going to grow up until it's not really a waterfowl area anymore. And it's not going to help the migratory birds. And it's not going to be good for the hunters either. And the hunters are the ones that help pay for this area through duck stamp fund and licensing fees and stuff like that. That helps buy these areas and manage these areas.
Hunting is a big deal around Jersey County and Calhoun County.
It is.
It's a big deal.
It's a major source of income.
Major source of enjoyment.
Yes.
Everybody loves to hunt, you know? Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Mark Wagner with me, County Board, and we're talking about what's going on is Alton Works and what they're trying to possibly create a national park that's going to take over 135,000 acres. The thing that you were concerned about when this all came about was the fact that the main thing you're concerned about, and you're still concerned about it because you got a week left, is by the stroke of the pen, this could happen and there was nothing we could do about it.
That is correct. And he just did that same thing to a week ago. Last Tuesday, President Biden signed in.
The listeners who we're talking about.
Yeah. President Biden signed into law two national monuments in California. One is 624,000 acres, and another one is 224,000 acres. The larger one belonged to the Bureau of Land Management. So it's around Indian reservations, and they are for this. They are for it. So, you know, I think that's great to preserve that land. That's exactly what the national park system is for. The other one, I really don't know enough about, the 224,000 acres, but it was national forest. But again, that changes that national forest now too, to where you have to pay to get in there. It's not free anymore. So all your hunting opportunities, now has an extra fee added to it. So
you are concerned, a little bit concerned about this week we have. We got a week where something could happen. You know, they could get signed in. But chances of it happening are kind of slim.
I think so anyway. But it's still possible.
Yeah. But the thing that you're concerned about is not necessarily if Trump gets in, you don't think it'll happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen if Trump gets in. But you're worried about what happens when 4 years are up with Trump.
Yes.
That's what you're concerned
about.
And what do you want to do about this?
We put an awful lot of time and energy into fighting this in the last 6 months. So we need to continue to fight this until Alton Works realizes that this is a bad proposal and not enough people are for it.
So how do you propose to fight this?
Well, again, here in the last 3 months, we really got things rolling. It started with Calhoun County. They were the first ones to come out in opposition officially with a letter of opposition. Jersey County followed that. Since then, we've received 16 other letters of opposition. Grafton, West Alton, Missouri Department of Conservation is against it.
How about Rivers and Routes? Are they against it?
Rivers and Routes, and we just picked up another one in the last week. Two Rivers Resources and Conservation up in Pike County, Illinois. Another tourism board. They're opposed to it as well.
Are they opposed to it for the same reasons you're opposed to it?
They're afraid of them expanding and going up into Pool 24 on the Mississippi River and taking away duck blinds up there.
Okay. But it's for the same reasons, except it's the expansion.
Yes.
Continued expansion.
Continued expansion.
Yeah. So I know you've been working on this. It's been another job for you. Keeps you off the street. But you're on the air now. What's your goal here as far as for the listeners go? Give them your message.
We're going to continue. Calhoun and Jersey is going to continue to try to get more letters of opposition from public officials. Right now, the only ones that we have are Mary Miller and Jill Tracy. We're going to keep hitting our legislators to give us letters of opposition to this project. I think we've gathered roughly over 5,000 signatures, public signatures. We'll have the total number coming up. We're compiling all that. We have a lot of
how does somebody get on the list how do they get their signature on it? Can you still get your signature on it, or is it over with?
It's pretty much over with now. We've had them distributed at local businesses throughout Jersey and Calhoun County, and different private people have been passing them around. I think we've pretty much got as many signatures as we can get. If you show up Wednesday night, though, I'm sure we'll, if there's a petition there, you could probably sign it there.
Okay, Wednesday night. What's going on Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, January 15th at 6 p.m., we are having a public meeting at Calhoun High School Auditorium. And I believe C.D. Davidsmeyer is going to be there and a representative from Mary Miller's office. And we're going to update the public on our progress and who's supporting us and different ways that they can get involved and hopefully get more support.
So they'll get educated on that. How about for the listener? What can you tell the listener right now? What can they do to help? If, you know, if they, maybe they duck hunt. Or maybe they, how about deer hunting? Affects deer hunting too, right?
It affects deer hunting too.
Yeah, tell them how it affects deer hunting.
All these areas that are mainly used for waterfowl can also be deer and turkey hunted. But for deer hunting, you can no longer put a blind, a deer stand out on these areas and leave it overnight. Right now, you can leave it up all season as long as you have your name and address on it. But if this becomes a national park, you have to take it down every night. And for
and you'll have to pay.
And right? You'll have to pay. And for the older, and Chris, we're getting a little older.
Yes, we are.
It's a little harder to put up those deer stands.
Well, I guess.
Every day. It becomes a safety issue. It really does. Especially, not only the deer hunter, but the duck hunters. If you take the blinds away and you have to hunt out of the weeds or in a boat, it becomes really unsafe for not only the older people, but the younger people. Well, and we're going to lose out on generations hunting.
They'll quit hunting.
Yes.
I can tell you that.
I mean, right now we have a grandpa, a father, and a son that go out and enjoy duck hunting together in a duck blind. And we're going to lose that heritage if it becomes a national park and we can't hunt from these blinds anymore.
And think of all the revenue that all the restaurants, bars, hotels, you know, that all this revenue from the hunters that come in.
It's just not, duck season. It starts in July when people are building their blinds, brushing their blinds, putting out decoys. It's
the same thing with deer too.
Yes.
Deer hunting and turkey hunting.
Yes. They're people are out scouting, you know, looking for a place to put their deer stand. They're here all the time.
Yeah. I had some fellas in from Georgia. Yeah, that were on the show.
Like they come here from all over the United States.
They've been coming here for 13 years.
Yeah.
They love it here. This is the prime spot to deer hunt. And it's, I don't know if it's a prime spot for duck hunting and turkey hunting, but it's pretty good.
Well, people talk about the Golden Triangle mainly, which is Adams, Brown, and Pike County. But all these surrounding areas are great, and they have some big deer. Really, the entire state of Illinois is a good place to come and deer hunt. You just hear about that Golden Triangle the most. But
if a listener's sitting at home and they want to help you out, what can they do? Who do they call or who do they write or what do they do?
Contact your local representative, state and federal. Let them know what's going on and how you feel about it. Join an organization. There are several different organizations that are opposed to this.
Well, how do they find who represents them? What do they do? They go online and find that?
You can go on the internet and find it. It's pretty simple to do.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a simple guy. And some of my listeners are, they're like me. They're kind of simple. So they could go online, find it, and then email or send a letter or make a phone call or just let them know, hey, I'm against the national park in Calhoun, Jersey.
If you send an email, you get a pretty prompt response.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I've done it before. I've emailed them. And they're usually back to you within a day or two.
So you want some help in this. You want some people to email, call, come to the meeting. If you can make it to the meeting at Calhoun.
Yeah.
Again, what's the date? What's the time?
Wednesday, January 15th, 6 p.m., Calhoun High School Auditorium, and use the north entrance. There's only going to be one door open.
Okay. Any other words of wisdom that you want to add to this interview, Mark?
We just got to keep fighting this. It's we don't want to get complacent on this. You know, with President Trump coming in, yes, it's done for now, but we want to keep fighting this. We want them to realize this is a bad idea. so we can focus our energy in other projects and
how
go
do you
from
know,
there.
How do you know you won? How do you know it's over with?
I would like for them to come out publicly and say, we've reconsidered this proposal and it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my goal.
Okay. All right. And what do you do if they still think it's a good idea? Then what?
Then we're just going to have to keep fighting it. Yeah. Like I said, it's, I don't think it's ever going to go away unless they publicly come out and say, that it's, they've reversed their decision.
All right. Well, there you heard it, folks. We got a fight on our hands. We got to put an end to it. So help put an end to this. So thanks, Mark, for coming in.
Thanks, Chris, for having me.
Appreciate it.